It's 88.5 KCSN as we wrap up that set. Music from Lord Huron and a song called Lonesome Dreams. Before that, Dido. And see, I'm so important. People are texting me even while I'm on the air. Dido with Thank You. And for those of you who don't know, that's not an Eminem song. And Suicide Pact from Jajams on top. Bringing us to 10:45 and 49 seconds. Oh, God, just not quite perfect this morning, but I am very happy to say that Seawolf joined us in studio. It's Alex Brown Church. It's good to see you, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Last time I saw you was at the other place.
Yeah,
that I don't talk about anymore. But I've been and I've been playing your music on and off for a long time. I think, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So I know that we're pounding the new album here. And happy to do that. You're going to play a couple of songs for us, and we're going to talk in the middle of those, if that's okay.
Totally.
But can you tell me who you got in the studio with you this morning?
Sure. I have Scott Leahy on guitar and Lisa Fendlander on keyboards. And, yeah, we're just doing, like, a stripped-down thing. So
we like the stripped-down thing.
Yeah, we do too.
Okay, Seawolf on the morning show at KCSN.
Steps in the grass. You've been here before. You out there while I'm stuck in here, looking out from the bedroom with a crack in the glass. So pursue, this is a warning. Trying to tell us this is a war. No goodbyes and no time for mourning. Now we'll see what this love is for. I believe in dead leaves in the wind, and I know that endings are the best place to begin. But when I watched you come in, and I saw you brush up against the ferns, all I could think of was, if they're wet, will they ever burn? So pursue, this is a warning, trying to tell us this is a war. No goodbyes and no time for mourning. Now we'll see what this love is for. Steps in the grass, I could see you thinking, and I had a notion that wasn't good, but you put your boot on the first step, and I could hear the creak in the wood. So pursue, this is a warning, trying to tell us this is a war. No goodbyes and no time for mourning. Now we'll see what this love is for. What's it for? What's it for? What's it for? So pursue, this is a warning, trying to tell us this is war. No goodbyes and no time for mourning. Now we'll see what this love is for. So pursue, this is a warning, love is for.
I'm just letting it ring out. It's 88.5 KCSN. And Seawolf in studio this morning as we're wrapping up our... We do these little sessions here, just like the last 15 minutes, a couple of songs.
Right.
You know? So we got an ADD audience, you know, short attention span and all that.
Well, everybody has that these days, I think.
Yeah, I got it. So what was your name again? No, sorry. So let's talk a little bit about this album. Old World Romance, right?
Yep.
Where did you record it? Because I know that you've bounced around in different places over the years. Where are you actually living now?
Well, I'm back in Los Angeles, and I recorded the record in my sort of home studio, most of it. I did drums in Portland, but everything else was done at my place, pretty much.
Now, was that necessity, being the mother of invention, or did you really want to just do it that way?
Well, both. I mean, I wanted to be able to spend a lot of time with the songs and kind of demo and record them as I was writing them and sort of tinker with parts and stuff. So I knew that was going to take me, you know, maybe like a long time. So a lot longer than I would actually want to spend in an actual studio.
Sure.
So I decided to do it in my own place.
So what kind of setup do you have at home? We don't need to get all tech, but just give me a rough idea of what you have.
Well, it's really minimal. I just have Pro Tools and I actually borrowed from my friend Zach Ray, who did some additional production, borrowed some stuff from him, like some inputs and or preamps and a couple compressors, and that's about it.
And then went to Oregon to track live drums, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. But this record actually is the first one that I wrote most of the songs to a drum machine. Kind of writing parts and then on drum machines and then
now when you say drum machine, are you talking about an actual machine where you set it to a beat, or are you talking about programming some stuff?
No, I'm talking about like an 80s DX
awesome
drum machine.
Okay, so, can you give me an impression of it? Come on.
I don't know. I don't my beatboxing skills aren't
so good.
Oh,
come on, man. Come on. Throw it out.
I almost got you.
All right, so you wrote. I'm sorry. So you wrote them to a drum machine. Now take me through that process. We've only got a couple of minutes here,
and
it's for me more than anybody else. I'm interested. Take me through that process as a songwriter of writing and demoing as you go along. Could you just give me a rough idea of how that works?
Sure. Well, with this record, I would like. Just program beats that I thought were interesting into the drum machine. And then I'd sit there with acoustic guitar, play along, and see what kind of happened.
Just throwing chords out there and sort of putting them together and seeing if I got a verse or a bridge or...
Yeah. All right. Throwing chords and kind of humming, you know, possible melodies and stuff. Eventually, I would form a song, and then I'd record the acoustic guitar and drum machine into Pro Tools and then sort of layer everything on top of that.
Now, where do the lyrics come from for you? Your lyrics very sort of personal about your life. I mean, what about this on this particular record?
I try to keep the lyrics somewhat universal, but I also feel like getting specific with as specific as possible, even referencing my own life or just, being very vivid with sort of imagining, imagined scenarios. I feel like that helps sort of... people sort of get into a song more than say some kind of broad generic lyric, you know.
And then did you write the lyrics for this after you'd written the music?
No, I kind of write the lyrics as I'm writing the song, with the acoustic guitar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 5 minutes of the show left, which I think is going to work for us to get this last track in. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
We're going to do Old Friend, which is...
We love that song.
Cool.
And do you got any dates coming up? What's going on? I mean, I know the record's been out a little while, but...
Yeah. Well, we just did a big tour in the fall, and we're actually... Today is the first day of our tour doing like kind of the Southwest. We're going to play a couple shows at Sundance. So we're going to do some shows on the way up there and back.
Cool.
And playing San Diego tonight.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and seeing us today. And San Diego tonight, where are you playing?
I think we're playing at the college, UCSD.
The Loft at
UCSD. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I don't know if we'll have time to talk at the end. Let's see. We'll squeeze this song in, and it's Seawolf on the morning show at KCSN.
So clear that the lights from the city just disappear. And I know you don't believe me when I believe in you. I know it will get much easier if we wanted to. Reflection in the water, and we know enough. Stood upon a rooftop on a night so clear that the lights from the city just disappeared. And I know you don't believe me when I believe in you. I know it will get much easier if we wanted to. I know you don't believe me when I believe in you. I know it will get much easier if we wanted to. Oh, how we used to run up in the park. Cool air and eucalyptus leaves. Oh, how we look out over the bay. Get away. Ooh. I know you don't believe me when I believe in you. I know it would get much easier if we wanted to. I know you don't believe me when I believe in you. I know it's getting easier, just like it's supposed to do.
That was beautiful stuff, Alex. Thank you for coming in and bringing the guys today.
Thanks so much for having us, Nick. We appreciate it.
It's good to see you again, and good luck out in Utah. I learned something this morning. I was reading stuff online about Sundance, which I've never been to. I'm sure it's fun and groovy and all that stuff. Apparently, the locals call the people who come in Pibs. Do you know about this?
What does that mean?
People in black. Apparently the place gets invited by Pibs and invaded by Pibs.
It's all the New Yorkers, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, good luck with everything, and hopefully it won't be another, 8 years till the next time I see you. No, I don't think it's that long, but again, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
From California State University, Northridge, it's 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD1 Los Angeles. We are member-supported public radio, streaming on the web at kcsn.org. We invite you to go to the KCSN Facebook page, and a little bit later on, there'll be a link to the archive of the performance from today.